I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for being back with us on The Takeaway. Let's go back to the mid-90s just for a minute, when Lisa Loeb became synonymous with this song.
You say, I only hear what I want to.
Stay was Lisa Loeb's breakthrough hit back in 1994. That song played on repeat on MTV. It topped the Billboard charts and resonated with pretty much anyone who'd ever gone through a breakup. The song has popped up in a lot of places over the years, even on the hit series Orange is the New Black, season 2. Now, Lisa Loeb is out with a new album. It's called Lullaby Girl. The Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter takes on some covers of classics with a dreamy and gentle approach. I sat down with Lisa Loeb to talk about her new record and how she avoided the dreaded one-hit wonder curse to create more than 20 years of success in the music industry.
You know, it's so funny. I had been writing and recording music for so long, ever since high school, actually. And even I went to Brown University, and through Brown, I had a singing partner named Liz Mitchell, and we made a bunch of records, and I wrote a ton of songs. And so it was something I'd been doing for so long that when the song Stay hit in 1994 and it went to number one with no record deal, which was pretty crazy,
yeah,
it felt like I was ready. I was ready to go.
You say, want to. You say I talk so all the time, so.
And I played with my band, and so I just kept continuing to do that. You know, I put out a record called Tales, which had a song that was on the radio called Do You Sleep?
Do you eat, sleep, do you breathe me anymore? Do you sleep, do you count sheep anymore? Do you sleep anymore?
And then after that, I put out a record called Firecracker, which had a top 20 song on it called I Do.
You know, everybody feels this way sometimes. Everybody feels this way.
So having a handful of those hit songs definitely was a great way to sort of scaffold the rest of my career, which I'm a singer-songwriter. I still am. I still tour. I play songs from, wow, tons and tons of records that I've made. People definitely connect to those hit songs. Just like when I go see a band, I always talk about Hall & Oates because I love Hall & Oates. And there's just certain songs they better play when they play their concerts. Mm-hmm. Luckily now, you know, here we are 20-some-odd years later, I'm still making music and still playing concerts and doing a lot of other things too.
You mentioned that you love Hall & Oates, but I didn't know this. Didn't you write Stay for Daryl Hall in the first place? Is that true?
I did. You know, I knew people at BMI, which is an organization that helps you collect your royalties when they're played on the radio. And BMI also is a great way to connect with other people, other musicians, people who are out there doing it. So I was told by them, somebody there, that Daryl Hall was looking for music for his solo record. So I thought, ooh, this is so cool. You know, I'm in my very early 20s. Maybe I can write a song for Daryl Hall. So I tried to start writing a groove that was kind of like those R&B grooves that they wrote, like Sarah Smile. I wanted to write something like that. And, you know, I was about halfway through the song when I found out Daryl Hall was not looking for music anymore. And so I just continued to write the song for myself. And then when I got to meet Daryl Hall, I think it was at Jones Beach, I went to a Hall & Oates concert and I got to go backstage and meet Daryl Hall and John Oates. And I told Daryl Hall, I said, you know, my song, Stay, I wrote that for you. He was like, oh, gosh, I wish I had known that, you know? It just has really had a long life.
So you've got a new record out now, as I mentioned, it's called Lullaby Girl. You have kids now, Lisa Loeb, and I have to think that the lullaby idea comes from sitting on the edge of the bed with your own kids at night.
It does in a way, except for the fact that my son, who's 5, likes me to sing really upbeat summer camp songs for him. I've been making kids music for about 15 years now, and although Lullaby Girl was intended as a kid's record, it turned out that it's not really a kid's record. It's really a grown-up's record that kids probably will enjoy if they hear it. The title track, Lullaby Girl, was inspired by my daughter.
Hush now that the day is done. Turn out the light. It's all right.
I was taking a trip to Nashville for some songwriting and concerts, and I went to visit my friend Cliff Goldmacher in his studio, and it was very late at night, and I called my daughter to wish her good night, and I thought, let's write a song. Like, why am I in a studio? We should write a song, even though it was very late.
I'm your lullaby girl.
And we wrote a song in that world of just saying goodnight to somebody, and it just feels very intimate and warm, and I love sharing it with my daughter.
That's the title track, Lullaby Girl. You've also got some covers of some big songs. Why go back and do covers like this? What was there for you?
Well, it's funny. It was kind of, it came in a series, basically. I've been making a bunch of different kids' music, and I started making records with Amazon. Amazon said, hey, can you make a lullaby record for us? And so I think they intended us to make a kids' record. But when I got together with my collaborators, Rich Jacks and Larry Goldings, who's a great jazz pianist, we started throwing around song titles. It was kind of wordplay, like Be My Baby.
Would you please? Little baby,
I want it only.
Say you'll be my darling.
Be my baby now.
Which is a Ronette song. Or Ooh Child, which is a Five Stair Step song.
Ooh Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh Child, things will get brighter.
And then we realized it would be so great to reinterpret these songs as lullabies. Larry and I had intended on doing a standards record for a really long time, and we thought, this is a place to start playing with that sound. So it's kind of a sophisticated, intimate, sometimes meditative sound. And once we started with the cover songs, I thought, you know what? Let's choose songs from a bunch of different eras. So we do have songs like What the World Needs Now, which is one of my favorite songs when I was a little kid, by Burt Bacharach.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Which we definitely need now. And then other songs that have influenced me throughout my life. And it just became this collection of kind of wordplay and the feeling of rest and that tomorrow is going to be a better day.
Lisa, you get out around the country a lot. And I ask most artists who come on the show with us here what they think about politics right now, what they think about what's going on in the country, because they see so much of the country and meet so many people. What do you think?
As a musician, when I'm on an airplane, I talk to people and I ask them questions when people are driving me around from town to town. Every once in a while, I remember being in a hotel recently and I asked one of the gals who was working in the breakfast room, I mentioned something about our new president, and she just sort of went with the flow. She didn't really have an opinion. She was like, oh, yeah, it's great, you know? And I thought, wow, you know, we all need to continue to educate ourselves and to get an opinion. The one great thing that's come from what's going on is that there are so many more people out there who are active, who are trying to express their opinions. And that's amazing because it's really, you know, engaged people.
Lisa Loeb, what a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Lisa Loeb is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter. Her new album, Lullaby Girl, is out today.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartaches, whatever you wish for you keep. Have faith in your dreams and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.